Well, Jimmy, first of all, what does that 100 mean to you?
Yeah, it's a big relief, you know. It's been a while, and we're in a bit of strife at the start of the day. So to get those runs in at a time when it was needed means a lot. To have some of that slug going well at the other end was a big help because, you know, from my side it was hard, Yakka, you know, for most of that innings. But just delighted to have been able to see it through because you have days like that where you know it's not, well, I don't know if it's ever fluid, but you know it's not your best sort of, but you just stick in there and try and do what the team needs, and that's get us to a decent total at the end of the day with a chance to kick on tomorrow. And think, you know, fortunately that's where we are.
You say stick in there. Was it that sort of pitch?
It felt it was at the start. It felt that the new ball offered a bit. I think there was a bit of swing with the cloud cover maybe, and then a couple gripped in the wicket, and then as the ball got older, it just got a bit easier, and I mean, put some overs in their bowlers' legs really. And yeah, it was first. You know, maybe it's sort of a new ball wicket, perhaps. But you know, we've got to wait till both sides batting it and see how it sort of goes over the next day or two.
I suppose you don't need reminding. You got so close last year in 99 up at Trent Breeze. There was another 90. You just missed out last year. You have to go back to 2015 September for your last 100,
yeah,
and then here, August 2014, when you got a double 100.
It's been a while. So yeah, and it's weird. You keep on sort of trucking, don't you? I suppose you do start to wonder. You know, cheers, mate. Having missed a couple of games, and you start to wonder whether that chance will come round again. So I'm delighted it has, and you know, hopefully there's another few more in the tank, and a few more with a bit more fluency, perhaps. But no, really, I'm super, super chuffed today.
Did you get a little bit worried because you got left out for the last couple of championship matches and a few of the one-dayers?
No, look, we've got a strong group of batters this year. We always knew it was going to be tough. You know, there's guys that have got it, you know, trickier than me. I've had some games this year, you know, and with Bales and Riley coming back, I knew it was going to be a case of trying to squeeze eight into six or something like that. That was my mess. But Dawson and Vincey being away for this game, I was hopeful that they'd get another chance. So I'm delighted that they managed to sort of take it, I suppose. But yeah, we've still got plenty of good batters that haven't had, you know, had a much of a chance or a chance. So it's good strength and depth, and I think it just keeps us on our toes.
Another record that fell today, there was one or two on various sides, but that is the record fourth wicket partnership here at the GS Bowl against any county, but actually fourth wicket against Warwickshire, which has stood since 1897.
Yeah, I did hear John on the thing, so I was like, having a chuckle about that. It's quite a nice sort of milestone, especially when you hear it's been, you know, so long. But fortunately Slug got most of them, so. But I'll take that. Yeah, well, we'll take that. It's been a good day.
We mentioned the pitch. I mean, you know, again, people will say here, you know, where do Hampshire take 20 wickets? Do you think will there be something in this pitch later on? Is there now?
Well, I'm hoping there is. Certainly, a new ball is key, and then perhaps there's a bit of a bit of abrasiveness on there that perhaps it will get it to reverse. Certainly, if they got it to reverse for a little bit and then out for slightly damp, so I think it stopped doing that after a bit. But if we can be quite careful how we look after the ball, and hopefully we can keep it doing something through a day. And there was a bit of turn. I'd expect Mason to get a bit more out of it than possibly some finger spinners. So fingers crossed that there's enough there. I mean, it has been a challenge here, isn't it, over the last few years to try to do that. But that's a challenge for us now.
Well done.
Cheers, guys.
Well done. Well done.